This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
With us today is Jason Richardson, our expert this week here on PT Talker. That's right, you've joined us for another episode where we bring you an expert each and every week, and today's subject, ACOs. Wondering how many of you have heard that term or even know what it means, accountable care organizations. Jason Richardson, a doctorate in physical therapy. You are the Vice President of Clinical Operations for Results Physiotherapy Centers located in Franklin, Tennessee. Welcome to our show today.
Thank you.
It is great to have you. Now, let's just give a little bit of background about you. You are Vice President of Clinical Ops, as I said, for a 30-clinic group. Now, that is no small endeavor. That's got to keep you, just that part alone has got to keep you busy, I would think.
It is. Thank you. Very busy.
Yeah, and you've been with the been practicing physical therapy for 12 years. You have your doctorate, but I happened to notice that you had put out a blog where you were really challenging the, kind of conventional wisdom in your blog regarding ACOs. So before we get into that, let's have you first talk to our listeners about what an ACO is, Accountable Care Organization, why you're spending time thinking about it, and we'll go from
sure.
there.
Well, I think in the last 2 years, there's been a lot of debate within healthcare on particularly how is it going to be reformed in terms of payment and coordination. And in the recently passed Affordable Care Act, it's clear that the provisions within that particular piece of legislation are kind of hurting the healthcare industry into better coordination. And the term that's being thrown around there is, as you said, the Accountable Care Organization. And what that is that's essentially centered around primary care. It's a take of the old HMOs and the payment methodology. It seems to be kind of evolving into more of a capitated payment. But at the moment, particularly in my area, I'm in Nashville Metro and Franklin, and healthcare is huge here. So what you're seeing is a lot of the larger physician groups talking amongst themselves. A lot of the hospitals over the last 2 years have been acquiring private practices, primarily primary care, and you just are sensing some seismic shifts amongst the big players. And what they're doing is they're trying to coordinate with various bedfellows to meet the definition of this ACO. And the ACO is essentially a primary care-driven model where primary care providers oversee and coordinate the health of those beneficiaries that enroll into the ACO.
Mm-hmm. So now my understanding is that there's a lot of maybe large physician groups, but also I'm hearing that hospitals are starting their own ACOs.
Yes.
Where does physical therapy fit into this model?
You know, that's a good question. I'd like to kind of take a step back, and the whole purpose of you seeing some of this evolution, it comes with what they're trying to achieve. And what they're trying to achieve through this coordination of care is higher quality, higher efficiency, at lower costs. And so, to me, that's where we play a role. And the focus of most of the or ACOs has been in how are we going to control diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, COPD, obesity, and metabolic disease, because those are the most expensive types of diseases to control. So that's where they're focusing all of this coordination. But what's interesting with every one of those diagnoses is that all of those can be controlled by exercise and specific exercise prescription. And to me, there are limitations to what coordinated care can do. There's limitations in what medications can be prescribed to control those things. What you need is someone who knows exercise, how to prescribe it to specialty populations. And there just seems to be a huge opportunity for physical therapists to step up and play some role in that management. Because as we go down health care reform and with the Affordable Care Act, you're going to see 37 million more people into the system. It is physically impossible for American health care to be managed by primary care physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, in its existing state.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a huge opportunity for physical therapists to step up and play a role, and play a specific role in the primary care treatment within these ACO models, as I see it.
Yeah. Now, is the physical therapist identified by these by the operators of these ACOs as, wow, we need to go out and find a physical therapist to help us with this, or are physical therapists going to have to talk their way into the decision-making process and becoming a part of an ACO?
That's a great question, Jeff. Right now, in the provisions under the Affordable Care Act, PT is not mentioned in those discussions. And that's where I think we need to be bold, and we need to elbow our way into the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse practitioners are doing it on their end because they're pushing through some of the old status quo to be included in these discussions.
Through their lobbyists, or what's the process? How does that happen?
Well, it's multifaceted.
Okay.
I mean, definitely through the legislative process, through changes in their education, but also through research. And they're no different in terms of some of their strategies as physical therapists, particularly with Vision 2020. I mean, we have those avenues in place. What we need to do is take that specialized knowledge base that we have and break through to those groups that are forming ACOs. And you've got physician groups forming ACOs, you have hospitals that are forming ACOs, and then there are a lot of payers who have their own pilots that they're coordinating.
Hmm.
And so those are the three facets that I think we need to target and discuss with them how we could be an asset to those.
Now, are you on your own? Is Results Physiotherapy Centers out there on their own, or is the APTA or some other organization as part of PT helping you?
I certainly have to applaud the APTA as well as the private practice section. The private practice section have two very active federal lobbyists that are extremely sharp individuals. I know they're pushing through. I saw this week where the APTA has made a statement regarding physical therapists being involved in the discussion of ACOs.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud those efforts. But I can tell you, I'm also secretary of the Tennessee Physical Therapy Association, and we have put on payer forums in this state and created some good contacts within our reimbursement committee and have had these discussions. So I think you asked me if I'm doing it with Results as well, and that answer would be yes.
You're out there. Because you sat there in your strategy sessions at Results, looked out into the future and said, guys, we got to play here or we're going to get left behind.
Yeah, very much so. There's a lot of flaws in this whole ACO concept. And I think, but what I can say, with the Affordable Care Act, you are going to see the ACOs develop. You are going to see these things evolve. And are ACOs going to be here in 8-10 years? You know, I don't know. I would be guessing. But what I can say is they're going to be here in 3 years. And I think there's an opportunity for us to use our specialized skills to bring value to the ACOs and perhaps change the some of the complexion of how we manage chronic disease.
Mm-hmm. Before we turn to that part of the discussion, do you remember at all when HMOs were being talked about? I know you've been practicing now for about 12 years, and HMOs may be a little bit before that, but can you correlate how HMOs came in and whether PT, you know, missed the boat or was active in the right ways? Can you compare anything now to what's happening with ACOs?
You can. They're very similar. They're just in different disguises, in my view. Physical therapists at the time when HMOs hit their summit, that was in the late 80s, we were still a bachelor's profession. We were still taking a lot of referrals, and it was not uncommon that you heard PT order. I mean, the physical therapy education And our stance within the healthcare industry at the moment is completely different.
In a good way.
In a very good way.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
And I think, you know, every profession from nursing to physician assistants to pharmacy have all evolved. I just think it's now time that we are a bit more aggressive in getting up to the table to speak with the policymakers and the legislators about what it is we do, and what we can bring to the communities we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I see the healthcare reform and the development of ACOs as being an avenue for accelerating that process.
Yeah, and I for any of you that missed it, last week our guest on PT Talker was Dr. Scott Ward, who is the president of the American Physical Therapy Association. So, Jason, I'm glad you gave kudos to the APTA. I'm sure Dr. Ward will be happy to hear that you're positive on what APTA is doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Real quick, in just the little bit of time that we have left, I wanted to just see if you could maybe mention a few things that you think the listener out there that's practicing in, let's say, Salt Lake City, Utah. They've got some private practice clinics out there. What should they be doing to get involved? How do you go about? What was your first thing that you did once you became aware of ACOs?
Well, like I said, the intent of the ACO is to bring value to the enrollees of the ACO. Value is nothing more than improving quality with lower costs. And we've been doing that for years. We've just always been so dependent on referrals. What I think the ACO models will do is it's aligning interests. So if you can deliver higher outcomes at reduced costs, then everyone will be interested in hearing what you have to say. Right now, the traditional model is that a family practice physician might, let's take musculoskeletal problems. I'm in an orthopedic private practice with that focuses on manual therapy. Well, we see a lot of low back pain. Mm-hmm. Low back pain is always amongst the top three most expensive diagnoses to treat in any hospital system. And the traditional way of handling those is to go from a family practice doc to a trial of meds and then directly to a specialist who's going to probably perform more imaging and more surgery or more trials before they get to a physical therapist or a surgical. Well, if you could bend that curve, you're saving the patient a ton of additional co-pays, co-insurances.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting them to the right people in a much more efficient manner and not just incentivized to do more and more services.
Wow.
So,
go ahead.
So, like I said, the concentration of ACOs is to control and contain chronic disease. Well, if we can reduce impairments and keep people exercising, or at least keep them in some form of recreation, we're playing a big role in that.
Yeah, yeah. You have been listening to Dr. Jason Richardson, who is a DPT that is serving as a Vice President of Clinical Operations for the 30-clinic group called Results Physiotherapy Centers. Jason, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you, there's just so much here, I haven't even gotten to half of my questions. Is there any way I could talk you into coming back next week?
It'd be a pleasure.
All right. Well, you heard it right here. He promised. So I will make sure that I do my part to bring you next week Jason Richardson of Results Physiotherapy Centers, who will be joining us as our expert talking about accountable care organizations. And next week, I think I want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on what you were just talking about, but managing these chronic diseases and how physical therapy therapists can play a role in that. So when we come back next week, you will hear it right here. I want to thank everyone for listening and remind you that previous episodes are available on iTunes, or you can certainly go to www.pttalker.com. Send me an email if you want to suggest a guest for a future show at feedback@pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell, hoping that everyone out there is doing something to help someone get better today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.